USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 40th annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service in Washington, D.C. held today, and President Biden was there to honor fallen law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. Biden saying the toll on the profession over the past 2 years alone has been, in his words, far too heavy, with nearly 500 lives lost in law enforcement. Biden also addressed what families of law enforcement officers have to go through.
How long have you had to stand and wait and wonder when you heard something on the news or saw it on television? Thousands and thousands of American families stand and wait so their husbands, their wives, their fathers, their mothers, sons and daughters can serve the rest of us.
That event held as a manhunt continues in the Houston, Texas area after two deputies were shot and wounded and another was killed in an early morning ambush today. And this is USA Radio News.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
Four people injured after an Amtrak train collides with a truck in southern Oklahoma. Amtrak says the train had more than 100 people on board and was headed from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City when that crash happened late last night. Love County Sheriff's deputies say four train passengers did have to be taken to a local hospital with minor injuries, and the driver of the truck involved and his dog were said to be shaken up but not hurt. Motley Crue's frontman in the hospital. Vince Neil reportedly broke his ribs when he fell off stage. As TMZ is reporting, he was hurt just a few songs into his set at a Tennessee concert on Friday night. He stepped too close to the stage's edge and fell 4 feet to the cement floor below. It's World Food Day, a worldwide initiative by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization aiming to combat hunger and encourage healthy eating. Those who have contributed to building a sustainable world where no one has to go hungry. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former President Trump shared his thoughts on his successor with Bill O'Reilly. Here's USA's Mike Fortier.
Trump sitting down for an interview with Bill O'Reilly that'll air Monday, an excerpt released Friday.
When you look at the border or when you look at the pullout of Afghanistan, you would almost say nobody can be that stupid. Nobody can be doing this thinking it's good. Nobody could pull out the soldiers in Afghanistan before they pull out the American citizens or before they pull out their $85 billion worth of equipment. I said, he must be doing it on purpose. They must hate the country.
He later adds, if Biden isn't doing this on purpose, then he's just incompetent. Trump calls Afghanistan the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country. He also says the border is a catastrophe that's killing our country. The full interview will air Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern at BillO'Reilly.com. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, told Newsmax that the failed policies of President Joe Biden have led to Bidenflation.
It's because of the worker shortage. So the packing plant's ability to process the meat and get it to market has been shrunk. And then additionally, then transporting it, like you're showing here, there's been a shortage of truck drivers before the pandemic. It's worsened during the pandemic.
Marshall said, with adding Biden's vaccine mandate, we're going to end up with a huge labor shortage, leading to more bottlenecks and more inflation. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.